Today we're going to be talking about the Boone Municipal Band, led by the incomparable Chris Truckenmiller.
Hello.
The high school band director and director of the Boone Municipal Band.
And fifth in line for Mayor Boone.
Fifth in line for Mayor Boone. We do have the documentation on that somewhere.
When Boone hosted the honor band this spring for the conference, Chris made sure to mention both the directors were municipal band directors in their respective communities, so he makes sure to get that, he gets that word out too.
That's
so.
Right.
And that's one of the, it's good to have you here. First of all, thanks for taking time to come in.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
The only time he can come in is after we get done with the last of the high school concerts, and then he gets a slight reprieve before we start the municipal band season. And actually, your rehearsals have already been going on. We had outside of one bad weather night, you canceled, but they start, what, April, Mondays?
Yeah, we start late April.
Okay. And I know you've got some regulars that keep showing up. You've got some new folks that are coming in. We get quite a mixture of people.
Yeah, that's the nice thing is that it's kind of a always a living group where we exchange members. Some people come back. Some people leave for a while. We have people at all stages in their lives.
And you have people that are in multiple bands.
I mean, some people that play at least 4 days a week.
So just because they like music.
Yep.
Well, that's a big thing. Again, it's all volunteer. Well, essentially volunteer. You get a minor stipend
for
attending concerts and things like that. But listen, we're not making a living at this. No, again, that's the part. They come back because they like to play.
Yes.
So how tough? Because you've got some to keep everybody in line. It's pretty good. You have a good organization. Our municipal band is a pretty good organization.
Yeah. I get a little nervous every year thinking about scoring the concerts and like, is this going to be too hard? We only get a finite amount of time to rehearse these. And then I get in front of the group and they nail it in two runs.
So, and you're going, I'm good. I'm good. Or
they are really good.
Of course, you do have you're a band director. And you have other band directors that are part of this.
Yes, that's always helpful too.
That helps a lot. Mm-hmm. And again, it's a pretty strong organization. So tell me a little bit about getting new people in. I mean, we've got our regulars, and then for some reason, they might not be able to do it some season, or we have some that just retire.
Yeah, we have lots of people reach out that offer their services and see if we need spaces filled. And a lot of times, we do need one or two instruments in each section. But that's the tricky part too, is that a lot of people hold on to their spots when they get that.
Oh yeah. Jill does. Yeah. Giving that up. But you do get young people too. Some members of your band.
Yeah. Do you
invite them or do they inquire? How?
There's a little bit of both. I usually reach out, and every year there seems to be a few more alumni of mine, which is a little revealing.
Don't worry. DR did that too. Yeah. So you get a few more coming in to play.
Mm-hmm. And it's cool. It's really cool to get those people back because they really enjoy concert band. They love playing, and it's a great outlet to keep playing.
So we do that. All right. Our season always starts the last Wednesday in May.
Yes.
I mean, our regular Wednesday concerts.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what the weather's like.
Yeah, the weather this week, sure. Feels like it's municipal band time. That chilly May weather, but maybe it'll improve a little by next week and be 70s.
Maybe not as many shorts this Wednesday.
Well, we'll see who knows? Mother Nature will have the final say. The big thing is, of course, you get to play in the pavilion. And that pretty well, people come on out no matter what, one way or another.
The pavilion has always provided for us. It's always sheltered us in almost horizontal rain at times. It's been a great place.
It's been, that's where we're going to be. So talk a little bit about this season here. Mm-hmm. We have our regular routine that you kind of do. Adjusted accordingly for the 4th of July. How's that?
So I went with a lot more themes this year for each of our concerts. Opening night is going to kind of set the tone for everything. We're going to do some familiar tunes, add a few more, but kind of overture and beginning of concert style. And then the second concert I'm kind of excited about, because it's about me.
Okay. All right.
It's going to be a Famous Fifths concert where we're going to celebrate all things five.
All right. Good. That one, by the way, would be June 4th, folks.
So close to greatness.
We were right there. May the 4th be with you.
I considered changing one concert date. Yeah.
Okay. So that's really the second concert, mm-hmm. Everything Fifth.
Yes. I'm really excited
about
that.
We're in fifths.
Yeah.
We'll see. All right.
And then we have the next concert is a night music concert, Oh What a Night, things featuring nighttime.
All right.
And then June 18th is the kids concert that has been very popular since we started it a couple years ago. We partnered with the library to do that, and they bring over a couple people to read stories for the kids, and it has been such a positive experience. I love the partnership there.
I'm always surprised how many kids come out of the woodwork and up to the story time. And, you know, sometimes they're playing on the equipment.
Well, mostly they're over in the park.
Which is great. Yeah.
but again, it is something that you do have all ages there.
Mm-hmm.
So, kids concert. And again, working with the Erickson Public Library on this.
Yep. And then the last week of June is the Boone Big Band performance, where I get to play usually instead of conduct, led by Tammy Kaufman, who's great, one of our saxophone players. And then the 4th of July concert.
Yep.
We're going to focus on kind of what makes the Boone area really special to us. We have a lot of compositions written about us and written for us. So, like, that is where I like to show that off.
Okay. And that'll be on the 4th. That'll be
on the 4th, correct. So that is not a Wednesday.
And we're skipping that Wednesday.
Yeah, we'll forgo the Wednesday concert that week. Okay. So.
Then you come back. You got a couple of regular ones left.
Yep. Then we have been doing a Christmas in July concert, and July 9th is going to be our next one for that. Really excited about that. I always like to get to play. The municipal band doesn't get that chance,
you don't get
chance,
to play
right?
the holiday music. Yes.
Yeah. So really, really fun to get to do that. There's endless amounts of that to do. Then our festival, which I'm sure Jill will talk about here in a little bit. And then our last concert is going to be a dance party.
All right. July 16th. Got them all. And again, limited season. Folks wonder why we just do that many. Because, like I said, a lot of people are just volunteering for this, and they do need a little summer.
Yep. Because they all have lives.
Besides, you have other responsibilities getting back into
The school year,
music lessons and things like that.
So. Yeah, Chris has more than 100 high schoolers in the band, so I mean,
it's grown like 40% since I started.
Really has, and I think you work well with Rose Cundall at the middle school and offer a complete program for 5th through 12th grade.
And we've both been here at least 10 years, I think. So it's offered a lot of stability.
So it does. That's what we had before. We had the You just had that transition into you getting in there to be the director. And don't worry, I did ask, what's his name? Ames, by finding you in the music room.
Dr.
Ryan. I must say, Dr. Ryan. He did say, oh, yeah, I found him there. Let's talk a little bit about the Municipal Band Festival, because that's one of the big things that comes up in this year. What is we got, 33.
It's the 33rd year of the Iowa Municipal Band Festival, and it's always the second Saturday in July, so that puts it on the 12th this year.
Okay.
I can run down the...
You have?
We have a lineup here. We start at 10 a.m., and we always start with Ames Municipal Band. Our friends from Ames come over and play. They've been there 32 times. One year they could not make it. Directed by Doc Galimo. I think he's been at Iowa State for 25 years. I remember when he started, I was in the marching band.
Oh.
And,
he was in charge when I was there.
Everybody kind of remembers that.
He does a good job and brings Ames over, and they usually start off our festival. At 11 a.m., we have the Collins Concert Band from Cedar Rapids, and that is at Collins Aerospace.
Yeah.
My brother did a internship or whatever at Collins, and I imagine he would have been going back in the evenings to play his instrument in the band, because there's, I'm sure, a lot of people who enjoy, you know, doing that with the people they work with. At noon, they have the Iowa Military Veterans Band, 6th appearance.
Okay.
and 75 plus veterans from around the state that get together and, you know, perform different concerts throughout the year. 1 p.m. Glenwood Community Band, first appearance. So I always think it's amazing that we get a new band. Usually every year there's someone who either have heard about it for the first time or it works out for the first time. You know, and from Glenwood, they probably have to charter a bus and truck over.
I'm going to say it'll be a little bit of a trip, yes. Yeah.
2 p.m., we have Zumbrota, Minnesota Community Band.
Where's Zumbrota?
Zumbrota, yes. The okay. fourth appearance for them. And not often, I think there's a couple of bands in neighboring states that are interested in coming, and Zumbrota is one of them.
They've made a few trips.
Yeah, they've made a few trips, so they will be here this year. At 3 p.m., the Greater Waverly Municipal Band, their second appearance, and again, a little bit of a drive from...
That's a little... It is.
And I will say, I mean, I still have friends that kind of got me into this band thing. I asked Joel Becker back in the day.
Yeah.
He played the trombone. We go, how do I get into the Boone Band anyhow? So anyway, they have a lot of good musicians in their family, so they'll be back. At 4 p.m., we have the New Jolly Germans Band from Des Moines, their second appearance. At 5 p.m., we have the Ballard Community Band from Huxley, their 16th appearance, and they are one of our legacy bands. At one point here, we decided to rotate kind of through Ballard, Urbandale, Greater Des Moines. Every year they apply, every year they want to come, they're close.
Yeah.
So we give one of them a slot every year so they can get here on a regular basis. 6 p.m. is Boone Municipal Band, 33rd appearance, the host band. One thing I did notice, occasionally we have those New Horizon groups, the senior citizens. It does not look like there are any of those this year, but this year was a wide variety, Minnesota, Western Iowa, Eastern Iowa. So we have... Sure, have the state covered. So.
Last year, we did a lot of our the Central Iowa.
It was last year was really that Central Iowa group, but this year for some of those bands that were further out, it worked out to come.
I'm just going
to
say this is Dale's way of keeping the peace.
Well, and he we did add the ninth band last year, and it's my understanding he always has more than nine. I mean, he always has. You know, he does try to kind of get them in on a rotating basis, but we always fill it up, and there's always more interest than slots. So,
when you get these bands coming, and a lot of them, you know, for some, like for Glenwood, obviously, first time they're going to play in the pavilion, but you've got others, they just love to come and play in the pavilion. So.
We always hear really positive feedback from it.
And then the hard part is... People, we need to keep people out there. That's a long day.
Mm-hmm.
Again, you can hear a lot of music. Usually, it's fairly warm, and again, it just depends what's happening.
So
we like to keep people there. You can come and go as you please. Now, just so people understand, municipal band. Now they are the host band, really, for the festival, but. We have a different group that actually puts the festival together, but they're usually members of the municipal.
Yes.
Yes, so, that's true. It's kind of its own animal, its own project. So there are, we have our own little committee, and Dale Schoenig heads it up. He's has multiple part-time jobs since he's retired, and one of them is running this festival, but he does a great job getting the communication through all the bands. And, you know, we do have... some people in particular with traffic or with t-shirts that kind of work on those individual projects. So all in all, it's a, you know, the Boone Municipal Band does it, but we have our own kind of group of people that.
And people need to realize, again, when you do this, really, you don't have any income. You have expenses associated with it, but you got to raise your own money.
Yeah.
You know, it's not part of the municipal band. We'll talk a little bit about the history of that, but it is you have to continue to fund this whole thing on your own.
Mostly through the t-shirt sales, but we are we do have some costs associated with it.
So.
And don't forget about the small groups.
No, in between. Well, that's a whole nother thing.
Okay.
So, and we've gotten back to that. We kind of went away from it after the pandemic there for a little bit, but they kind of came back with a vengeance there.
Yeah, and what we've kind of discovered is offering people multiple slots is helpful because it's just a 15-minute slot. While the one band is, you know, tearing down or rearranging chairs. So 10:45 and 11:45, we have Bertring Betrunken messing from Des Moines.
That means they're just a mess.
It translates to Drunken Brass, a brass group out of Des Moines that will play a couple of those slots. And then it looks like four slots, 1245, 145, 245, and 345 will be covered by the Boone Jazz Trio of Dave Richardson, Dave Swenson, and Steve O'Brien. So they'll get a chance to play some tunes. So we kind of like to offer continuous music throughout the day.
Two Daves, and I'm not a Dave.
My two Daves, yes.
Two Daves and a Steve.
But yeah, and they like doing that. That fits in really quick. They can do different.
Right.
I actually have some of the music we could put up, but we'll do that another day.
Yeah.
In the meantime. And so they're going to cover at least four of those slots.
Yep. And then so we do kind of offer continuous music then. And like I said, even though we're, you know, rearranging on stage, there's music back by the food tent, and the restroom area is kind of where they set up.
So right now you're waiting. Do you know who's going to be doing your food tent stuff for you this year?
Or? You might know, Jim. No, you're the one who clued me in.
We'll see.
We have another group. I'm not sure if the RSVP group is going to do it. They're kind of winding down, if you will, but I think another group has stepped
up.
Okay,
so we'll see who.
Yep.
But there will be somebody. So planning. All right. Let's go back to Municipal Band.
Yes.
It is part of the City of Boone, longtime history.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, and how is it structured, set up? Basically, it's supposed to be the high school band director that directs the Municipal Band.
Yeah, that's had a little bit of give and take in the past. Yeah. When Dave Richardson was the band director, he was in charge of the Municipal Band. It makes that partnership really easy.
Yeah.
Gives you a place to rehearse, gives you those extra instruments that you need to play concert band music. But then when he retired and the next director took over, she wasn't as interested, I don't think. And I'm not sure if DR was interested in giving it up either. So it might have been a little bit.
He still enjoyed it.
Yes. So then he just maintained his directorship over it, and I guess lasted 39 years doing it. I did some math last year, and I thought I was going to be there a lot sooner than I was. once he retired, he offered me the position, and I thought I wanted it for sure. And being the director of the high school, it makes it again easy to coordinate them.
Yeah, and I will say, the band does have its own music, but you also, again, being part of the high school or being involved with the high school, you can access some other music.
Absolutely. I know the Municipal Band has bought several pieces that I've used in my concert band, like Pavilion March and March for Lyle are two big ones that I like to use.
So we get to do. We've had a lot of different ones. And you made it a point, I think, last year to have at least one of those original selections each week, something like that.
Yeah, it's amazing how our catalog keeps growing of music that's composed for us.
And we'll take it.
Absolutely.
You have some pretty good people that... C-Wise March.
C-Wise March is fabulous. Doc Lemo's Overture for a Railroad is really fun.
So we got to get a lot of that going on. The band, basically, there's information on the band on the city's website. I think it's in there somewhere, but I don't know. Mm-hmm. Not a lot of, and really, the city just gives a small stipend to the band, and you guys kind of split it up the way you want to.
Yep. Our committee that's in charge helps keep things very clear, and they're very good at doing their jobs. So then
someone once said it was gas money, so we could just have a little bit extra
for
to get
people it is.
To get yeah to you know make
well,
those
yeah,
extra trips
some people
in the summer.
That travel away
yes,
just
do.
To come and play in the band. One of the other things I did want to ask is you do have people that will contribute to the band, and again, whether you're going to be having selections, pieces of music written, or buying more music. Again, it's not inexpensive, folks.
No, and we... Can we
talk? Yeah.
I guess so, yeah.
Well, and we did recently buy a trailer for the band.
Yes, yes.
Oh, yeah.
So,
oh, no, yeah, you got that so you can move equipment around. It was a little hard just filling up pickups and moving stuff back and forth.
And we did get a grant for that, and we were able to pay for roughly half of it. And then some private donations came in as well, and that was very helpful, too. I mean, that's a big project, and it's you know, the private donations were helpful to get us, you know, past the mark we needed.
This is also, of course, an ad hoc geography class. We're still working on getting all the states.
That's
you,
right.
You did a little better last year, and you got a lot of countries.
Well,
in
and
there.
That's my sister is visiting from Germany this week, so we were so close to having a Germany here. At the first concert.
One of my first years, I had a cousin doing Peace Corps work in Africa. And so she got to say she was from Africa. So that was cool.
Yeah, we like that. And it's something that it's one of the fun parts in between everything. Mm-hmm.
It's one of the fun bits we do.
And we did get the bags from Chris here. So we usually give our out-of-state visitors a bag filled with little Boone trinkets and Boone coupons.
Visit Boone,
yes. So that's just something that kind of says, thanks for coming, and here's some things to do while you're in town after the band or tomorrow. Or
from the CVB.
Yes, exactly.
So we like that. And we'll have a lot of other things that'll be going on where people tend to show up and come out for these events. I was going to say that besides all that, you got to talk about people who bring pie and ice cream.
Correct. We have ice cream socials every concert, so the area churches provide those. For a donation, you can have a slice of pie and some ice cream, and it just kind of makes it. And I did try to offer our schedule up to the churches as well, just to kind of get the word out. We're already partnering you with ice cream socials, so if you want to run this in your calendar, your bulletin, we'd love to see you at every concert, not just the one that your church is helping with.
And one of the things that somebody invited the library to start showing up a couple years ago, that's turned out to be pretty good.
I believe that was Joe.
They can do a lot of their summer program stuff through, again, just another part of it.
It's such a great outreach. They can make announcements about their schedules, and they include us in theirs. It's just such a great
visibility. And they're going to bring the book bike this summer. They have a trailer that they pull on a bicycle, and they kind of need it. Regular
stops.
It's
more stops. Like an ice cream, you know, the old ice cream thing.
So we said, sure, stop by the band concert.
Yeah, we're going to see who's going to be pedaling that. I think Jamie might be. We'll see. I don't know. We'll know. Anyway, it is going to be out there, and that's going to be one of the things. Herman Park Pavilion is where it's at. I'm a bike rider, so I'll ride my bike over there, but I bring my bleacher seat with me, and that's good. People bring chairs.
People start setting up pretty early for our concerts.
I mean, and it's free, so rain or shine, come on out, listen to a band concert. If you've never been before, we'd love to see you.
We go back to, again, some of the things we were talking about before we actually went on the air. We talked about history of, like band concerts and having these, again, We go out there, we enjoy the space, you get music, you can come and go, relax, you don't have to worry about anything.
Exactly. It's worry-free fun. It's a labor of love. We all love doing this, and we all want to have fun doing it.
So we've got themes this year coming up, people. Be around for the 5th on the June 4th, all the 5th. Okay.
It all starts Wednesday, May 28th with our... Okay.
7:30.
You start at 7:30.
With usually, familiar tunes.
Yeah, usually, obviously, we always start Star Spangled Banner, end up with America the Beautiful. Usually wrap up 8:30, maybe a little later, depends on how long some of the selections are.
Exactly.
You've had some challenging ones last year. As you're looking ahead this year, you got some challenging pieces?
I mean, definitely. There's always, I like to challenge my musicians a little bit, but they have risen to every piece I've put in front of them, and I thought I put the harder ones in front of them already. So, I mean, we're ready.
I mean, I can pretty well guarantee you're going to hear some Leroy Van Dyke.
Leroy Anderson.
Anderson. Leroy Anderson.
That's all right. You're testing me.
I knew it was a Leroy.
I get it.
I knew it was a Leroy. Leroy Anderson. Because that's one of his favorite. But you always have Sousa marches. You have much more than just marches.
Yeah, I generally play a lot of Carl King marches. We do have some Sousa marches. We play a lot of Randall Standridge music, which is a current concert band composer. His music's always really energetic and very fun. Every part gets something fun to do. We're adding a little bit of classical in there, a little bit of pop. We got some of all.
And Kids Night's going to be all kinds of fun.
Kids Night's going to be very fun, yeah.
A lot of Disney then.
Well, we look forward to a great season. And once again, starting Wednesday, 7:30.
That's right.
That's correct.
Herman Park Pavilion, plan to be out there.
Can't wait.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Jim.
Thank you.